Just like a fool.
Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller started their own record company, Spark, in Los Angeles in the early 50s and scored moderately well with one of those bird groups, the Robins.
And we had a few releases, but we were very unhappy because we could only get airplay in Los Angeles, in the Los Angeles area in San Francisco. And we also decided that we didn't want to be in the record business per se. We wanted to continue writing and making records, but we really didn't want to be bothered with shipping records or producing records or manufacturing records.
So Atlantic Records bought them out. The New York company purchased all the Spark masters and signed Lieber and Stoller on as producers.
Actually, that's how the Coasters came to be. We had the Robins under contract to Spark, and when we kind of disbanded the Spark label, whoever managed the Robins was not interested in moving them over to Atlantic. So we took two members of the Robins, left the group, and we added two more people and formed the Coasters.
In Mexico,
all of a sudden in walks a chick.
In Mexico,
don't start playing on a Latin kid.
In Mexico,
around the way she wore three fishnets.
In Mexico,
she started dancing with the castanets.
In Mexico,
I didn't know just what to expect.
In Mexico,
she threw her arms around my neck.
In Mexico,
we started dancing all I never saw before. So if you're south of the border, I mean a down in the Mexico, and you wanna get straight, man, don't hesitate. Just look up a cat named Joe. He wears a red bandana, plays a blues piano
in a honky-tonk down in Mexico.
They wrote and produced all the Coasters records. They also recorded Ruth Brown and Laverne Baker and some sides with Joe Turner.
We spent many, many, many hours in the studios in the early days with the Coasters overdubbing performances. And I think probably we spent more time at that time than anyone else, primarily because the material, it was so critical that the timing, the jokes fall right, which is another style of recording, really. It's a lot more plastic. It's a lot more clinical than going for a great soul performance on a Ray Charles record. And those takes with performers like Ray or Turner or Ruth Brown, they were usually the third or fourth or fifth take. There were no 26 takes or 31 takes or 6 hours overdubbing two bars of music.
Well, of course, the Coasters were not the singers that these people were. They were entertainers.
Yeah.
Take out the papers and the trash, or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yaggedy yak!
Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight, or you don't go out Friday night. Yaggedy yak!
Don't go back.
You just put on your coat and hat and walk yourself to the laundromat. And when you finish doing that, bring in the dog and put out the cat. Yaggedy yak!
Don't go back.
You give me no dirty looks. Your father's hip, he knows what cooks. Just tell your hoodlum friend outside, you ain't got time to take a ride. Yaggedy yak!
Don't go back.
Yaggedy yak, yaggedy yak. Yaggedy yak, yaggedy yak.
Lieber and Stoller, you'll recall, had written Hound Dog several years before Elvis recorded it. And those original lyrics were considerably different from the Presley version.
We recorded it in 52. It came out in the early part of 53.
Well, you know, I hadn't heard that record in years, maybe 8 or 9 years. I don't remember the, you know. And a few weeks ago, Mike and I were working, at his house, and he decided to play some old records. And he pulled out an old 78 of Willa Mae Thornton singing Hound Dog. And we listened to it, and I loved it. And it's rare that I like any of the records I make. I mean, they wear thin, they wear off. I start thinking about all the things that I missed, you know, and all the things I could have done to make it better. But I listened to that record and I thought, it's a great record. You know, it still holds
you
up.
You made me feel so blue. You made me weep and moan. You made me feel so blue.
Same time as Willie Mae Thornton's record came out. In fact, running concurrently with it was a record called, it was Kansas City, but it was called Casey Loving on the label. They decided to change our title. That was the first record, and it was not done again until about 1959.
By Wilbert Harrison.
Right, he did it without any knowledge of ours that it was anybody remembered the song or anything.
And it went all the way to number one in 1959.
Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. Got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Bond. I'm gonna be standing on the corner, 12th Street and Bond, with my Kansas City baby and a bottle of Kansas City wine. I might take the train, I might take the plane, but if I have to walk, I'm going just the same. Going to Kansas City, Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. Ah, oh, but you know, yeah, myself. Gotta find a brand new baby. That's the reason why I'm going to Kansas City. Kansas City, here I come. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one. They got some crazy little women there, and I'm gonna get me one.
For Elvis, Lieber and Stoller wrote Don't Treat Me Nice, Love Me, Jailhouse Rock, Loving You, and Little Egypt. For the Clovers, Love Potion Number 9. For Big Joe Turner, The Chicken and the Hawk. And for a one-hit group called The Cheers, the very first Lieber Stoller top 10 entry, Black Denim Trousers and Motorcycle Boots. That was back in 1955.
He wore black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hopped-up sickle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101.
Run, run.
Well, Charlie never washed his face, and he never combed his hair. He had axle grease embedded underneath his fingernails. On the muscle of his arm was a red tattoo, a picture of a heart saying, "Mother, I love you." He had a pretty girlfriend by the name of Mary Lou, but he treated her just like he treated all the rest. And everybody pitied her, 'cause everybody knew he loved that doggone motorcycle best. He wore black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. He had a hot popsicle that took off like a gun. That fool was the terror of Highway 101. Mary Lou, poor girl, she pleaded and she begged him not to leave. She said, "I've got a feeling if you ride tonight, I'll grieve." But her tears were shed in vain, and her every word was lost in the rumble of his engine and the smoke from his exhaust. He took her like a devil, there was fire in his eyes. He said, "I'll go 1,000 miles before the sun can rise." But he hit a screaming diesel that was California bound. And when they cleared the wreckage, all they found was his black denim trousers and motorcycle boots and a black leather jacket with an eagle on the back. But they couldn't find the sickle that took off like a gun, and they never found the terror of Highway 101.
Some have called them the poets of their age.
Goodness. What a comment.
Well, I think that's
the
great.
Civilization is doomed then.
Swing across Salty Salmon with a chasing post we slew. He trapped her in the old sawmill and said with an evil laugh,
"If you don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'll saw you all in half."
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he turned on the bus.
And then
a long day dawned.
Talking Jones.
A long game, lonely, Lanky Jones.
Commercial came on, so I got up to get myself a snack. You should have seen what was going on by the time that I got back. Down in the old abandoned mine, Sweet Sue of the Heaven Fits. That villain said,
"Give me the deed to your ranch, I'll blow you all to bits."
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he lit the fuse to the dynamite.
And then
a long game dog. Talking Jones. Slow walking Jones.
Slow talking Jones. Don't give me the deed to your ranch, I'm gonna throw you on the railroad track.
And then he grabbed her.
And then
he tied her up.
And then
he threw on the railroad track.
And then
that train started coming.
And then
and then a long game dawned.
Talking Jones.
Along came lonely, Lanky Jones. Along came lonely, Lanky Jones.
You're listening to The Pop Chronicles.